Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Booster season's upon us.
Dude, Sam, you are on fire. For as angry as you were in the first hour of the show, you have just totally made up for it right now.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM, HD1, wow. San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always on the Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Amongst Studios. Look at the vibes today. We're feeling great.
We're going to retire together.
Feeling great.
I mean...
Here's more from Draymond Green. I thought this was really good sound. As we're talking about the leadership of Jimmy Butler and him... May being the bridge to Jonathan Kuminga and unlocking him. This is what Draymond had to say about Jimmy being a leader since day one here at Golden State.
He's been a great leader since his day showed up. We all heard all the talk about him last year, and that's not the guy who showed up to San Francisco. The guy who showed up to San Francisco is the guy we saw tonight. Great leader, encouraging teammates, telling guys what he see, making corrections, selling our team down and getting us good shots. You know, I had one turnover. He came over to me like, yo, man, we just got to get the ball. Get shots on goal. Don't turn the ball. Get shots on goal. You know, it's just that leadership. And then he's just a constant reminder. Like, he don't let you sulk. He don't let you drop your shoulders. He's going to be right there. Like, nah, man, this is what we're doing. We're not doing that. You know, and so, and, you know, continue to build. He'll be an all-star again this year. So, you know, it's good to see him back being Jimmy Butler that this league has grown to know.
That was Draymond Green after the game last night, 119-109. I don't think we talked enough about this. Jimmy Butler, 31 points, getting to the line 16 times, 16 of 16, perfection at the line. And Jimmy had he had something to say after the game about his perfection at the line. He doubled up Stephen Curry, who was also 8 of 8. He says, you know what? I think I'm going to shoot a higher percentage than Steph this year from the free throw line. Check this out from Jimmy Buckets.
16 at the line. What do you want to shoot percentage-wise this year?
What do I want to shoot? I got a bet with, I don't think it's a bad bet, but it's kind of a bad bet. with Dre, that I got to shoot a better percentage than number 30 on our team.
Ooh.
Yeah, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, so.
Oh, no.
You think you can?
Of course I think I can.
That's what, about like probably 91, 92 you're going to have to shoot?
I'm going to have to, but...
It's a good start.
It's a great start, but I shot double the amount that he did, too. So I think I can do it. If he go 8 for 8, I should be able to go 16 for 16 most times every night.
All right, I got to pull this up now. I got to see season by season his free throw percentage, if he could even come close to Steph. All right, last season with the Warriors, he shot 87% from the free throw line. 87%. That was just with the Warriors. Prior to that with the Heat, he was shooting 80%. He's basically been a career 850-ish, so 85%, which is good. It's pretty good. It's not Stephen Curry level. That is a bad bet. No chance he touches Steph. But you know why I love that he even did that? You know what?
Because they're competition-aholics?
Yeah, but that's good. That's healthy competition. That's camaraderie. That's fun. That's what a leader does. I love Jimmy on this team. I really do. I've loved it since day one. what he means to this team goes way beyond the X's and O's and on the court. I think they just needed a different voice in the locker room, Joe. They did. I think we could all agree. Andrew Wiggins, his voice, did he have a strong voice in the locker room?
No, totally different.
He's different. And they needed a kick in the pants in the organization, and Jimmy Butler has provided that. Has he not?
No, he absolutely has. Do you follow the Big Face brand on Instagram?
No, should I?
Well, I do, and they were actually selling like a soccer jersey this week.
It's called a kit.
Okay.
Just letting you know. So they call them kits, soccer kit. Go to Oakland Roots, by the way. They got some new
ones. Do you want to know how much this thing costs?
There's
one thing that Jimmy will do better than Steph.
It's from the merchandising. It's $100.
Outprice people.
$150.
$175. Now it's marked down to
$88. Oh, it's a prime sale?
$175 for a jersey.
Oh, is it a cool jersey? What does it look like?
This
is an auditory medium.
It's green with dark green, and it looks very like 1990s.
Okay.
It's got the collar with the white, collar where the V kind of comes down.
Okay.
It says Big Face, got the logo. They have more of an Argentina long sleeve striped kit.
Okay.
That one was going for $195.
Ooh.
So he might not have a higher percentage at the free throw line than Steph Curry, but when it comes to merchandise, my guy knows how to mark up.
I'm just going to say I went to a...
$175.
I went to a team store to be named later, and they had a certain jersey on sale for a 12-month-old, so like a baby.
Mm-hmm.
$65.
Was it a onesie?
No, it was just a jersey. It was a top. It wasn't even a onesie.
Was it Mitchell and S?
It was. It's going to be... not even going to say that. It was a jersey of a professional sports team for a 12-month-old at $65. They are going to outgrow that in 2 seconds. Where do you get off charging that price? Are you kidding me? That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it there. 888-957-9570.
I saw they had I get all these like Instagram ads and whatnot. You click on anything and the next thing you know, like they're just all in on the algorithm. They had a varsity jacket with real leather for a toddler. And it was like $300.
Oh,
and I'm like, anyone who's buying that is a moron.
Oh, my God. Well, they got money, which is great. So there's that.
I got two hand-me-down SF Giants coats, really nice ones, from the Guanassos and from the Moylans. And he has worn them. We throw them in the washer. I mean, it's the one that you saw Dusty Baker wear.
Yeah.
It's the script San Francisco across it. That thing has been money. I don't even know how much they paid for it. Whoever bought it, it's such a beautiful... that coat has lasted us, and I'm going to hand it at someday, Carter, it will be yours for your daughters.
Thank you.
All right, and you can get it as dirty as you want. You throw it in the washer, it comes on out. I couldn't imagine getting a varsity leather coat for a kid that's going to destroy it. $300? It's insane.
Jimmy Butler, Jonathan Kuminga, their jersey sales going up after that performance.
I have a Kuminga jersey.
You getting a Jimmy Buckets one next? You might have to.
I don't know.
You might have to, Joe.
The Kuminga one was gifted to me.
Okay. But I know your dad always believed in Kuminga, too.
Yeah, never wanted to see him traded.
That's right. Good. I don't want to see him traded either. There's still some fans that are hesitant. They're like, hey, still might be a trade chip. We'll see. It's one game. But it was impressive, and it was encouraging, and we're talking all about it. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Klein or K-Line? Klein, okay. Calvin Klein, Daily City. What's up, Klein?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering, Kuminga did a wonderful things, and he's got really good offensive and defensive performance. But I was wondering, how will we have evaluated his performance if we had lost the game? He did the same thing that he did last night, but the outcome was a negative outcome. How you guys would have evaluated his performance?
I think the same way.
It would have been the same. Klein, would you have looked at him differently?
No. I mean, ultimately, for Kuminga, for me, was his performance was never an issue as far as scoring. It was his shot selections, the efficiencies of his possession use and whatnot. So him scoring 25 points and us losing the games doesn't really help us. And that's always been like sort of the bottom line with Kerr's selection of him in the team. So I was just curious, if the outcome would have been a negative outcome with the same performance, will we still say that he is a good fit and then he's got a nice progress and then we can build on that?
I mean, listen, we're always going to nitpick everything. So, yes, in a loss, when you were up by what, as many as 18, I want to say? Yeah, that would have been a horrible loss, all things considered, when you basically dominated the entire second half. And it did get to, what, 5-6 points there towards the end? I was like, it's getting a little close, way too close for comfort. The Lakers weren't going away. Credit in part to, you know, Luka Doncic, what he was able to do, dropping 43. Reeves came alive a little bit late there, but they just couldn't shoot the three ball at all. Oh. The Lakers, 8 of 32. And I disagree that we would have looked at it different, because it looked different all around. Like, I don't think the comments from Steve Kerr would have been different had they lost. He would have probably been singing the praises of JK still.
My wife is texting me right now, Joe, and she's letting me know that
Michelle.
We also got a Draymond Green jersey from the Ramirez's.
Oh.
And it's like an iron-on one, like the one you're talking about, and It is in great condition. I don't know what anyone paid for that originally, but LJ's got the Curry jersey.
Oh, so these are small ones. Okay,
yeah, little tiny ones. But they're like little tiny iron-on ones. My mom bought him a Mitchell & S. Joe Montana, which he's going to grow out of. Yeah. But I'm going to keep it because that's pretty cool.
Frame it. Yeah, that's right? A cool one you could probably
And
frame.
He's worn it a bunch, but, you know, he's grown out of it. But he got a Draymond Green and a Steph Curry jersey. And those are hand-me-downs from different families. And they're in great condition. Dude, hand-me-downs are great.
Yes.
They're the best.
Absolutely.
But spending $75 on, like, these jerseys that they're going to grow out of, especially in, like, the first year.
Yeah.
For the toddlers, when they're 2 and 3, they can wear it for a couple years. Like, that's cool. Year one, like, the onesie type stuff, come on, man.
None chance.
It's ridiculous. Especially when Target sells a lot of these, like, local teams. You can get the onesie stuff for pretty cheap.
You can see them all. They always have it. Yes. They have Cal Berkeley, Niners. They have some, like, random national teams
there,
too.
You can get some, like, knockoff CMC jersey stuff there.
Yeah, you can.
It's not knockoff, but, you know, it's, like, low level.
Yeah, they have partnerships with the NFL. Yeah. A lot of these places do. 888-957-9570.
Certainly not Mitchell & S.
Definitely not.
But you don't need Mitchell & S for a toddler.
No. That's what I'm getting at. They don't even know what, they can't even say dad or mom yet. You're getting them a jersey like that? I'm getting upset. George is getting upset. I'm upset about nothing with the Warriors last night. Maybe the Marcus Smart thing, if I'm a Warriors fan, really irked me.
Oh, I'm so out on him.
Outside of that, though, like, it could not have gone better for the Warriors, right? I'm literally, like, I know Pods probably would have liked to have a better performance overall. I know, like, Quentin Post kind of looked out of place at times. Al Horford didn't have the best game efficiency-wise.
Beat the Lakers on opening night in L.A. That feels like 3 wins. Not because the Lakers are great, but anytime you beat the Lakers, it feels better.
And, Joe, you can just look at the trajectory of both of these franchises right now. Like, we were actually, like, laughing at both of these teams at one point last year on Christmas Day, because we saw both those teams, like, they weren't, like, playoff teams. They're, like, we were making fun of saying, oh, this is going to be another great play-in game. Like, that's what we were talking about them. No, one of those teams yesterday looked like a playoff team. The other one looked like a play-in team.
The Lakers looked like the Warriors pre-Jimmy Butler trade.
They did.
Kind of just going through the motions.
And again, I have to be fair here. They didn't have their second best player, or if you still consider him better than Luka, I don't think so. But they didn't have LeBron James. And how does the Lakers look with LeBron and Luka on the court last night? Might have looked different. I don't know. But
I felt like LeBron was thinking about how he could make his way to the Warriors.
Can we have a conversation about that on the other side with LeBron there? The whole body language was very weird. I'm just going to say, no, it was. It was strange.
Well, he's calculated.
It was very odd, though. That was, as much as we're talking about a leader with Jimmy Butler, and that's how a leader acts and speaks after the game, that was some clown behavior from LeBron James yesterday. I'm just going to call it a buck. It was some clown stuff. We'll talk about it on the other side. 888-957-9570. It's going to be brought to you by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and 0 bubbles. So it's easy to sip and enjoy, Joe Shasky. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly, Carter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, at the break, because he's a total Frisco, he's a Frisconian. And
it's science.
We were just talking about how many, like the first time you got ripped in the back of the neck, you're like, what just happened to me?
It is what it is.
We're still trying to find
give
out.
Give me that neck.
We're still trying to find out 6'7". What does that mean?
We don't know. No one knows.
No one knows. The kids know. Benny's 6 years old and knows. He's like, he don't know, Dad.
I don't know.
Thanks, Cody. Is it about being in the zone? I don't know. Jonathan Kuminga.
Tony, give me that neck. I got to give a rip.
I don't know.
She is ripped most of the time. By the way, Joe, have you heard about the news? Have you heard?
What news? Huey Lewis?
The good news.
Well, that's okay. The Lord of Jesus. Yes,
no, no, not the Lord of Jesus. Well, it might be on par with that. It's the podcast called The Butcher Shop.
Oh!
Have you heard of that?
It is blessed.
It is blessed. You're too blessed to be stressed. Catch all the unfiltered thoughts of one Joe Shasky on the Giants, Warriors, Niners, LeBron James, and the rest of the sports world. Listen wherever you listen to podcasts, and be sure to subscribe and give a review about what you like. And what did you like about the last episode, Joe? That's what it says. What did you like about the last episode?
Well, the last episode I did was Monday, and it was me giving you the five things that I love the most about the Warriors, and I went in big length on it. It was good.
Number five. And did those come to fruition last night?
Yeah. The singular focus to try to win a championship.
There you go.
The quantum leap forward for Jonathan Kuminga.
Last time they won a championship in that year, you know what started off that season? A win against the Lakers.
Oh, so look at that. 2021, they beat the Lakers.
There you go. There's a parallels there. And I believe it was also in Los Angeles. So, good omen. You never know.
Did AD get his eye poked in that one and have to, you know, get put on IR?
Maybe. Dude, the guy does get poked in the eye a lot. He has to wear goggles this year, right? I think that's the thing.
Yeah,
he's wearing goggles. Who's my guy for the Bulls back in the day? Who's my guy?
Horace Grant?
Horace Grant. Thank you. He's my guy. Sorry, I couldn't think of his name.
Chris Sabo?
That's your generation. Kurt Rambis?
Kurt Rambis is a good one.
I can't even, yeah. Chris
There's
Sabo.
So many of them.
If you're going specs, go Gagne, obviously.
Well, I always think of, the Chicago Bear quarterback forever, McMahon, because he wore the visor before anyone did.
Oh, okay, we got an explanation. Dirty is an alum rock. We haven't heard from Dirty in quite some time. Dirty, can you explain 6'7"
before
to
you
all
go,
of us?
My understanding of it is it means like out the woodworks or, you know, totally random or whatever, because it's from some rap lyric.
Yeah, okay. So you're on to something. So I ref with every age group. I got the kids saying it. I got some adults saying it, right? And so I kind of got to ask. And I got kids in high school, so they don't want to tell me. So I went and found out on my own. I asked these young kids, and they told me that it's a song that blew up. It's an artist from the East Coast. I think he's from, if I'm not mistaken, D.C. or the DMV area in Virginia. And he blew up with this song called 6'7", and there's a little dance to it. A quick wiggle. It's a funny little dance. It's not that hard to do. But a lot of kids and a lot of influencers started doing this, and it was simple, and they were blowing up off of it. So everyone started saying it. And now, you know, when you see somebody have success doing something, you kind of copy it a little bit, even if it's goofy or something. You know, people do anything for fame these days. But, yeah, these kids, man, they do the little challenge and they dance, and one of the famous ones is this kid danced for 6 hours and 7 minutes doing the 6'7" dance. Hey, guys, these kids are nuts, man. But yeah, that's my take on it. I got it from the field. straight from the horse's mouth. I love you guys.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Thank you, bro. Jody and Alamark. I actually looked it up.
What is it?
It's the song is called Doot Doot by Skrilla.
Can you pull that up?
Skrilla is a rapper.
That can't be a real
no,
song.
No, so this Skrilla is a rapper actually from Philly.
Dalla, lots of paper was a, you know, for my generation, and now it's called what?
Doot doot.
Doot doot.
Just there
sounds
you go.
Like something LJ has in his diaper.
No, it sounded like something like me on the toilet this
just
morning.
Sell. And just fire.
Just fire. He's like, just this segment, it's over. It's done.
Bob Melvin's tenure. It was so doot doot.
Oh my god.
Bust.
But yeah, thank you. So that's Skrilla.
Pull this song up, please. But like the clean version.
I don't know. It became famous on TikTok. You're a TikToker, so you may have heard of it before. We got Captain Smitty and Oreo Cookie. We want to get to 888-957-9570 is the number. We got about a half hour left in the show before handing off to Steiny and Goo. Biggest takeaway from the Warriors win last night against the Lakers is what?
I have to admit, before you get to the Lakers and Warriors, the best video that I've seen regarding 6-7, they're at In-N-Out Burger. They're like, order 66, and there's like all these like teenage kids waiting for their food, and the guy goes, he like looks around, order 67, and the whole place just goes crazy.
Is this
like,
it?
Yeah.
Is this it?
Apparently, I'm 32, Spadoni. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. You guys are hip. You're cool, right? Oh.
Shades on Apple with the glasses. Bro say Earth cause he a savage. So many dead ops, so many ashes. You ain't catch that, I can't pass. The shooter stay strapped, I don't need
him. Yeah, I'm out. Okay, just get that out of there. I don't know what that was. Captain Smitty,
we call
save
that,
us.
That was duty.
Yeah, that was it. It was poop poop. Captain Smitty, Half Moon Bay, you're on the roast. What's up, Cap?
What's up, Cap?
Ahoy there. Are you there? Hello?
What's up, Gilligan?
You hit me with an ahoy there? No way.
A 3 hour tour.
No, we're going out maybe 3, maybe 4 hours, maybe 2 hours. All depends upon how well the fish bite here today.
It's been beautiful, Captain Smitty. The weather's been nice. Yeah.
Are you, like, okay, are we going for halibut? Are we going for cod? What are we looking for? Sand dabs?
We're going for rock cod. See if we find some ling cod here.
Here we go.
We're gonna be just going out playing around the outside the harbor here, around the buoys here.
Just be safe.
Well, of course I am. I've been doing this since 1971, so I've kind of figured out how to be safe on the ocean here. But I run a party boat in Half Moon Bay. It's called the Riptide. Little selfless plug there.
Party boat.
Yeah. Yeah, I take people like you out fishing. You ought to come out fishing with us.
Let's go. Hey, if that's an invitation, we'll get out there.
I feel like I'm Tony Soprano now. I might want to get rid of somebody in the middle of the ocean if we get out far enough.
Relax.
Well, I do a lot of burials at sea. I do over 200 a year of those as well.
That's what he was talking about. No, but yeah, Captain Smitty, what did you got on the Warriors last night?
Well, first and foremost, I want to give NBC a boatload of crap, this Peacock or whatever the heck the other channels were. And I was really, really upset. I mean, you want to watch the greatest shooter in the world and Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green with some of the best defense that's ever been in the game here. And you stuck watching this mediocre game where they can't even figure out how to win. Oh man, I was so bummed and pissed over that. I finally started listening to it on my phone and waiting for the game to start. Now you're like, no, I know you said the first half wasn't that good. I don't care. I'm a diehard Warriors fan. I want to see the Warriors. I think pretty much everybody in the Bay Area actually across the country would much rather see Stephen Curry out there playing. And it was just extremely upsetting to me. And I during the game, I texted with a couple of my brothers here, brothers from another mother. We were all just absolutely railing on NBC for doing that. As far as I'm concerned, when they have games on, every game should be on, what is it, 696 with Fitz and Buki. Absolutely, Fitz and Buki are some of the best broadcasters of the NBA that nationwide. They are excellent. I don't know if you've ever listened to these other broadcasters from other cities here. Oh, my God. It's like, cheese and crackers. Where did these guys come from?
Thanks, Captain Smitty in Half Moon Bay. Cheese and crackers, huh? Look at that. He's going to be out there three, 4 hours getting some rock cod. Good for him. Be safe out there, Captain Smitty. But I think he, like a lot of people, were pissed last night, Joe. If you didn't have Peacock, you got screwed. Now, I just assumed everyone knew that you basically should download the Peacock app or you have to like subscribe to it if you want to watch basketball this season. Like, I thought everyone knew that already. So maybe it
didn't
was
we already
on me.
Do that for the Olympics?
Well, we did that for the Olympics, and not only that, but we also like Amazon Prime. Like, I'm already so knee deep in just having the apps. I don't have cable anymore. I don't have cable at all. So I have. And last year, this was.
So what do you have?
So I have Peacock. I have Amazon Prime. I got the ESPN package, which is like the Hulu, Disney, all that.
And the Hulu part's going away.
Exactly. And then I have NFL Plus.
So I have all those.
And that's all I needed for like all my sports watching. Now, if I have to watch, I could pay separately to get the local NBC Sports Bay Area stuff. That is separate on top of it. That's a lot of mms, I know. So that's money. That's a lot of money, and I hear you.
You don't even want to know what I have.
Exactly. And you have YouTube on top of that, I'm sure.
I have YouTube TV.
I know someone that has that, so thankfully I don't need that.
I use Xfinity for my Wi-Fi.
I do pay for Xfinity. That gets me a discount on some things.
Yeah. So, the reason why I don't do the Xfinity cable anymore, it's not because of anything other than I don't want to pay for two subscriptions. I can use the YouTube TV at the cabin and at home, and then they don't charge me for all the boxes and everything like that. So I do the YouTube TV. I got Apple Plus.
Yeah,
here we go.
Yeah.
I got HBO.
Oh, I have HBO Max too, and it helped last year because it does Turner stuff. So the Turner Sports, I get to watch all the TNT games on HBO, the primetime ones, last year.
I've got HBO Max. I've got Disney, which is obviously the ESPN comes with
Netflix,
that.
Yeah, I have Netflix too.
Netflix
yeah.
as well. I've got...
you got the Hulu package, Disney, right, and all that.
Yeah, but I don't do Hulu at all. I think it sucks. Changing channels on Hulu is terrible.
Yeah.
And then I've got Amazon Prime. I've got the Peacock channel. I've got Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus I do not have.
Yeah,
I've got that. Maybe I should get on that. Shout out Paramount Plus for all your NFL.
I'm basically getting completely destroyed. Oh, and Apple Plus.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that.
I have Apple Plus. Am I missing anything?
I think you're good. I think that's all the apps that
you
need.
I don't think it is. I think I've got more.
Telemundo Deportes.
It's disgusting how much I'm automatically, like, taking out of my credit card every single month.
I mean, you have to. I think someone calculated it, Sammy. Before like the game started, that annually you have to spend over $650, I think, to watch every single basketball game.
It's getting out of hand with the streaming services and what you need in order to watch all these games. It's too much. And like, I'm sorry, like for me, it's just I'm not spending that much money. Like Peacock wanted to charge like $11 a month so you can get like the basic plan so you could watch these games and stuff like that. It's just like I'm not adding that expense to my monthly budget just to watch the first quarter of a Warrior game every now and then. That's just, it's just not worth it for
me. So let me ask you guys this, because I saw a Bomani tweet, and I'm actually so, I think he's completely ridiculous with the tweet. Can you pull up the Bomani Jones tweet about this? He's like, everybody thinks it's a privilege to be able to watch every single game. I was growing up, we didn't have any of these games. Newsflash, Bomani. I remember that era. I was one of those guys. We used to have to watch the Warriors on KICU and be lucky at 50 or 60 games.
He tweeted that? I'm looking at his Twitter right now. I don't
see look up. He's talking about how it's not a privilege to be able to watch every single game. And I'm like, yeah, dude, you obviously don't have children playing sports. If I can stream 7-year-old soccer and t-ball for $1 a month, like, yeah, we should be able to do all of these. Like, go on Game Changer. There are every single youth team. You can watch every at-bat of your child, whether you're at the game or not. I could scout the other team, for crying out loud. Everyone's got video cameras up on the chain link fences. Like, I think everything needs to be on TV. I want practice on TV. Like, that's how much, throw it on the YouTube channel. I'm here for it. So I completely disagree with them. This thing like,
here we go. Not sure why people think seeing every NBA game is a birthright. That's a ridiculous expectation.
No one said it was.
Access has been provided. You get to decide if it's worth it. That's Bomani Jones.
Okay, well, that part is...
I think that's a fair take.
The second part is correct, but, like, not a birthright. Like, no, right now, the numbers are... And, like, the desire for live sports is through the roof. If you're not providing every single consumer opportunities to consume your product at every single turn, you're doing a disservice to your sport.
And this was the stat that he quote tweeted, Joe, via Sportico. It'll cost a total of $650 this season to watch every NBA game across all services.
So let's do the math, okay?
That's ESPN, Peacock, and Amazon Prime. So, and I'm assuming that's on top of local coverage.
$650 divided by 12 months, you're looking at $55 a month.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Not that bad. But again, but that's maybe for you and I, that's not that bad.
No,
but
I know.
For other people, that could be a lot.
Nah.
Yeah.
Joe,
yeah.
I'm not denying
that. I know you're
that.
Not scoffing at that.
I'm just saying that, like,
but if you're going to spend that much, you actually have to be, like, watching enough to justify it. And I'm curious how many people are just, you know, they're going to watch for their teams. How many people are doing, you know, what people who are crazy like us, who are just going to plop themselves down in front of the TV and watch, you know, a random Rockets-Mavericks game on a Monday night?
I don't care about watching a – yeah, I'm probably not going to watch those.
Yeah, exactly.
Those.
There's just not that many people.
But if
I
want to watch my team, why do I have YouTube TV?
To watch your team.
It's only to watch the Giants and the Warriors, because I know the NBC Bay Area is on that platform.
And this is why the NFL dominates, and it's not like for like the same, but you could give me the worst matchup ever, and if it's a standalone game, or even if it's on a Sunday morning, I'm watching it. If it's Panthers, Jaguars,
now,
you got me, I'm in.
Also,
I'm in.
Why does my wife want the YouTube TV package? Unlimited DVR and the ability for her to have her own separate, basically, profile,
yep,
where all of the crappy housewife everything and Below Deck this, and it's all on hers. I have mine. It's separate. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
The algorithm is great.
You reminded me. New episodes dropped today of Love is Blind on Netflix. This season is en fuego for
the
Denver,
only thing
Colorado.
That ticks me off is occasionally my mom will come over. I don't watch these channels, but she will go back and forth between CNN and Fox and CNN and Fox. And the way YouTube TV works is the algorithm, like, oh, you like this? So, like, on my homepage, every now and then when she's been watching TV at my house when she's babysitting the little guy,
yeah,
I'm like, I don't want to watch, you know, Hannity or, you know, whatever. So, yeah, exactly.
You would love One America Network.
Oh, my God.
Well, and that's the worst part about the Samsung TV that I got. It automatically, when you turn it on, goes to the Samsung Plus channel,
yep,
which is Fox.
By the way, what are we talking about right now? Well, the fact that a lot of people didn't get to watch the first quarter and a half of the Warriors game last night if you didn't have Peacock. I know Steiny was one of those guys, and we were talking. He's very frustrated about it because he doesn't have cable, but he has NBC as
what
a channel.
Have?
I don't know what he has, but he said he had NBC app,
yeah,
but he didn't have the Peacock app, which I guess is separate, which I didn't even know.
Fun fact about Peacock. So I did a little bit of digging on the numbers here. Peacock is the 9th most subscribed streaming service out of all of them, right above Hotstar, which you guys don't even know what that is.
I don't even know what that is. Let me,
exactly,
let me guess some. Can
don't
I guess
search
some?
That on a word.
Let me guess.
Well, give me a second to pull up the list, and
yeah,
then we can
pull
play.
Pull up the list. Because if I had to guess, I would go Netflix 1.
It's up there for sure. Disney, I think, is up there.
Is Xfinity considered a streaming service?
I don't think so. It's a Wi-Fi. It's like AT&T.
I would say Disney's got to be in, yeah, the top four.
So, yeah, you got Netflix is one.
Uh-huh.
So you got that one.
Disney.
Disney's three.
Okay, I said top four, so
HBO?
That's not bad. Number two, I would say, is Amazon Prime.
That's correct.
Okay,
yeah,
yeah.
Number four, I'm going to say, is Hulu.
No.
HBO?
Yes.
Okay. Wow, HBO 4. Wow.
Yeah.
You're not going to get the rest. You got Paramount at 7, Hulu at 8, Peacock at 9. There's a couple other I've
Who's
never
five?
Heard of. Who's 5? Tencent Video.
Never heard of
that,
it.
Again, don't search
IQIY,
that.
IQIY. I don't know. But anyway, so
MGM Plus.
Oh, God.
So Netflix has 301 million. Amazon has 200 million. By comparison, Peacock has 41 million subscribers.
If only there was a way I could bundle all these together,
but I'd be
under
willing,
one service.
I'd be willing to bet
and
Sam,
be able to seamlessly switch between them with my
exactly
remote.
And I know,
like, we are going to recreate cable in a few years, and we're going to act like it's something new and exciting.
Yeah, but this is gonna, but they're going to get
unbundled
so many new subscribers because of this from last night. Like the fact that we're talking about Peacock a lot today,
yeah,
I understand people are frustrated. They're going to get all these, and eventually, Joe, you're going to hate this. Everyone's going to hate me here saying this. Eventually, the Super Bowl is going to be streamed only on Peacock.
Yeah, and that's stupid.
No, it's going to be pay-per-view is what it's going to be.
On
well,
Peacock.
No, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be like UFC.
I'm going to push back what you said there, Spidoni, because honestly, like, it made me not want to download Peacock. Like, just out of, like, no, I'm not doing this. This is stupid. Like, I'm not going to spend money for something I'm only going to need to watch once or twice
There's
a month.
There's going
to
be playoff games exclusively on there is what I'm saying.
And the problem with is, like, none of this is geared towards how the consumers actually watch sports. It's not, and that's why I think it's just not a fun way to have to consume the product.
Well, when your commissioner goes out and say we're a highlight-based league and says, you know what, you can consume these games just via highlights, it's fine.
tell me you don't understand basketball.
Thank you. That's the commissioner. That's Adam Silver. He's telling you that in the front end to say, suck it up, get over it. And there is part of me that like understands what Bomani was saying in that tweet, where it's like, you know, access has been provided. You get to decide whether or not it's worth it. It just sucks that that's the mindset now. Like, it just, I don't know.
Here's what I would say.
There are pros and cons with everything, and I do like the fact that I can pick and choose certain apps, and that's all I can stick with going forward. But as these prices go up and up, and as Netflix emails me the other day, Joe, saying your prices are going up to like $23 a month, I was like, what? Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous. $23 a month? All I'm watching is K-pop Demon Hunters. And I'm not even watching that. It's my kids. You're not giving me any sports.
I mean,
like, what's the next sports thing that's coming out there? Seriously. Is it Christmas Day? Thanksgiving?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. Do you guys remember when Peacock had the Chiefs-Miami Dolphins playoff game?
Yeah, it was the largest single day of the subs.
And that was the only, literally the only sport on that day. So people, no problem. We're like, this is $7.99. I'll pay it.
Yes, and that's what they're going to do. To watch Tua
not be able to complete a pass?
That was the biggest lock of the century. I told everyone, there is no shot Miami with Tua is going to do anything in that game.
Of course.
But here's what I would say to you guys. Downfall of the Chiefs that
game. Here's what I would say to you guys. This is what I want to have happen. To me, it's very simple. It's the teams, like the leagues, need to all come together. They need to bundle all their products. Stop sending me here and sending me there. I should just log into the 49er app. This is eventually. This is what I want 5 years from now. The 49er app. And I can watch all the 49er games. Whether it's being broadcast by Fox or CBS or whatever, I just go to the 49er app in my phone or on my television, and their commercials will run on that app. Yes. All right? The Warriors. I will buy the Warrior app, and let's say it's $25 a month, whatever it is. I'll just buy that, and every game, no matter where it's at, I know I go to the Warrior app to watch Warrior games, and it will show me the ESPN or whatever, and it'll be those commercials on that form. Like, that's what we need. Giants aim on Giants
app. I guess what I'm wondering is, why doesn't the NBA just adopt what the NFL did with the NFL Plus?
Because they can't. So, Major League Baseball split up all their television rights, okay? And they chop them all up, and everyone individually. So the Giants have a deal that expires in a couple of years. The Marlins deal is dead. There's like 30.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Teams that are dead. So they bundled those into that ESPN deal that's coming up. NFL chopped all the games up, right? And they said everything's going national. So Jaguar games are going to get the same amount of money as a New York Giant game, even though we know Jacksonville's fan base is way smaller. The NBA is somewhere in between what baseball is doing, meaning almost all regional, and what the NFL is doing, which is all national, right? And I think we all realize in football, those preseason productions are horrible.
Yes.
And those are done by?
Local. Yeah. Well, horrible. I guess what I'm going to, I should explain more for the audience that maybe doesn't have NFL Plus. If you have the NFL Plus app, you can watch all your local games that would be normally televised locally.
That was my point on the app.
Yeah, exactly. No, totally. But someone I should explain it because someone might not have the NFL Plus app. So you got your local games that are on your local affiliates, whether that's CBS or Fox. So like, for example, this past weekend, the Niners are playing a national game standalone on Sunday Night Football. But the local game that morning was Raiders Chiefs. So my local broadcast, I was here, like, that's what I got to watch on my phone, which was great, even though the game sucked ass. So we had that. Plus, you get any primetime game you want on the NFL Plus, which is nice. So, for example, tomorrow's Thursday. I got my NFL Plus app. I get to watch that. Even though it's on Amazon Prime and I might not be an Amazon subscriber, I get that, which is awesome. Same with Monday Night Football and Sunday Night Football.
I would argue the bigger problem for the NBA is not, you know, how we view it. Listen, the bigger problem is this. When the games are, what time of the night? That's number one. And then number two, the days of the calendar that your season lasts on. Right now, like, and I'm happy because we're in the middle of it, but let's be real, it's football season. And when there's a Warrior game on the weekend, while a football game is going on, what are you going to watch?
I'm watching. I'm, by the way, home of the Warriors, so I'll be watching on my phone, but big screens, it's the 49ers.
The NBA season shouldn't start till December 25th. That's the day it should start.
That's the round of the table.
The day it should start. And they should bleed into July, right? We're all watching on our phones anyway. We're all streaming it. It doesn't matter. This vacation misnomer, we're going to be packing the bars to watch these games no matter what. That's the bigger issue. The other big issue, and I see this with the younger kids, a Warrior game last night started at 7:20 at night. I'm in fourth grade. What time do you think I'm going to bed?
9 o'clock.
Should be going nine. Well, I didn't have a bedtime growing up, but yeah, like 9:30-ish.
Mr. Cool Guy over here.
Some kids do go to bed at like 9 o'clock, Sam. You're right. And like, are you watching the second half of that game?
No.
No.
Joe, I was exhausted because we have to get up at like 3:45 in the morning.
These games, they need to, on the East Coast, need to start earlier, like 3:30 on West Coast time. That's when they need to start. And there should be no games starting after 6:30.
Well, I hate the fact that they had to push it because of the first game.
It's ridiculous.
It shouldn't matter. It should not matter.
Joe, even a 7 o'clock start, that game is going till 9:30.
I agree. But even those 30 minutes mean a lot to people like us. Every man that's working, again, every man, we're working dream jobs, but we're getting up early like a lot of other people are.
Sure.
We're getting up early. I want to be able to enjoy
this. My
buddy
John, who's a garbage man, what time do you think he wakes up at?
Probably like at 2 in the morning,
yeah,
right?
1:30, 2 in the morning, the middle of the night. He wants to watch all the Warrior games and like to stay up till 10:15.
No, that's brutal for him.
It's really difficult.
Hell, staying up till 8 o'clock for him, that's only 6 hours of sleep.
Now think about his son, who's the next generation of Warrior fans, little JoJo, and what time do you think he's going to bed? He's 7 years old, 6 years old.
Yeah, 9. That's way late. 8.
8:30? I don't know, but like that's where I'm like, hey guys, like you do it for the finals, you do it for some of the playoff games, you do it in the World Series. We start these games earlier. Stop it. These games need to start at 6:30, no later than 6:30 at night. No later. Kids are going to sleep, dude. If you want to cultivate the next generation of fans, you have to start these games earlier.
I'm taking a look at the schedule right now. I have good news and bad news. The good news is that the game against the Clippers, which the Clippers do 7:30 tip-off sometimes in L.A.
is ridiculous.
Is at 7 o'clock on the 5th of January. But we have a game against the Thunder that's coming up that the tip-off is at 8 p.m.
Was that one of those Amazon games?
December 2nd.
That is the dumbest. So think about that. All right, who's watching?
What's the logic there?
But who's watching at 8 p.m.?
That's a Tuesday, by the way.
So what is that in? What is that in? Is that in home or is that in Oklahoma City?
I believe that's
home.
It's home, yeah.
I hope it's not in Oklahoma City.
So if you're in Oklahoma City, that game started at what, 9, 10?
10 o'clock.
It's ridiculous. I've been on the East Coast when the Warriors were in a playoff run. They were playing the Rockets. Dude, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. And you're watching basketball. It's crazy.
I don't know how people do it when it comes like Sunday Night Football over there when the game's starting at 8 o'clock. It's awful.
It's brutal.
West Coast is the best when it comes to watching sports. It's not even close. Hawaii actually sneakily up there as well. Leroy's in Oakland wants to join the conversation.
Sorry, was just my PSA on start times.
No, we needed to get into baseball, it, though, because it was a big
deal. I think baseball, one thing that everyone's like, the games are too quick. The best thing that baseball has done is start games at 6:30 and have the pitch clock, and we're done in 2 hours.
Sorry, before we get to Leroy.
Honest to God, who has 4 hours a night, 82 times a year? Who? Name me the person who's not busy. Who has that?
Crickets.
Exactly.
Oreo Cookie, Oakland. You've been very patient, Oreo. We appreciate you, man. What you got?
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for taking my phone call. As we try to, you know, make America great and solve these issues that we have right now. Nobody's brought this up, man. On YouTube TV, and when I'm watching football, they have a split screen option.
Multiview.
I don't understand why they didn't do that Yeah, they should have did that yesterday and solved our issues, and it sucks because we didn't see the start of the game. Now, I want to go to the start of the game because even though I didn't see it, I'm assuming we weren't down by 10 or 15 points. And that, I think, has to do with Kerr starting Kuminga. And Kuminga has to start, man. He has the athleticism. I think that with him starting and not coming off the bench, we'll be off to a good start. But before I go, I do want to say this. This is Oreo Cookie from Oakland, California, and you're listening to the best sports talk show in the Bay Area, 95.7 The Game. And if you disagree with that, take that in your pooper and pop it.
Well, till the end there, I think we were going to, you know, play that in the set. Maybe we'll just cut off that.
Do I dump that?
It's just, you know. Yeah.
Dump?
The morning dump. The morning,
I don't know what.
Just, you know, Oreo cookies. I had some Oreo cookies yesterday. They're delicious. Leroy's in Oakland before we get to Fast Five. Leroy, I know you loved that performance last night in La La Land.
I did. Good morning, gentlemen. Always a pleasure to be on. I know we're up against it real quick. So kind of coming into the season, you know, I thought Steve Kerr had to do his best coaching job ever to get us, to get the Warriors to a championship this season. And I had like four things I wanted to share with you guys that I thought he should do, right, to be able to accomplish that this year. And that was, one was just sharing the wealth, right? Hey, there's other good players on this team. Have a blank game plan where tonight I'm going to get Jimmy off and I put down, let him go for 30. And that was awesome. He went for 30. But, you know, I'm going to let, you know, Milton go off. You know, when he comes back, let him do his Jamal Crawford thing. You know, let Kuminga go off. If that's his athleticism, let him have that. Let him do what he does, right? And so veteran accountability was important. I thought, you know, he was on the play with the veterans a little bit last night when they made mistakes. I liked that. And then I liked that he played to players' talent, right? He just let Kuminga and Butler do what they do. Butler looked like Jimmy Buckets from Miami. Kuminga looked like he was comfortable slashing and dashing. And then that helped his three-point shot because he was comfortable out there being able to do, you know, what he does. So hats off to Steve Kerr last night, and I just hope he keeps letting the guys be who they are and let their talent shine. Sometimes you just got to go, hey, scrap the plan. This guy is hot. Let me ride him. And I think we got a bunch of guys that can carry us. So hats off, Steve Kerr. Keep it up.
That's Leroy in Oakland. Very well put, which, Carter, I think that's going to take us all the way to Fast Five. Maybe. Just
time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
This show flew by. And yes, I know we had to talk about that NBC Sports and the Peacock angle. There was a lot of pissed off people. When I get as many DMs and comments that I did last night, I didn't have a problem with it. It was fine. I just assumed, Joe, that everyone had Peacock and knew that, like, hey, guys, this is the...
I did.
Like, I just assumed.
Well, I did it for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Or maybe I did it for the playoffs. I can't remember.
Well, because I liken it to the same thing as Amazon Prime, where it's an app. So I was like, all right, so I'm going to have access to all these games, just like I did with HBO last year when it came to the TNT primetime games. Like, I just assumed everyone got Peacock. And, you know, when you assume, what happens? Make an ass out of you and me. So there you go. I learned something. Can't just assume in life. How about that? That's my one thing. What's yours?
My final thought is this. LeBron James.
Oh, my God.
This guy. The jig's up. Like, we know you're done with L.A. You're the one that executed the trade for Anthony Davis. You underestimated Luka as a ball hog. You underestimated his stardom. And you underestimated what it would look like for you at the very, very end. It's the first time he's really been burnt.
See, I'm actually going to go the opposite. He's actually been made a fool of. Because Rob Pelinka did go over his head. The Buss family did go over his head and made the trade for Luka. They didn't cave in when he wanted his guy Kyrie and to go back down old memory road with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cleveland, this is for you. He wanted to get, you know, his bromance back with him. And they didn't do that. And they didn't cave to him. And they said, actually, LeBron, you're a thing of the past. We have the future on our team
you
now.
You really think We're that? Not-
Absolutely. Why do you think he's so pissed off with that organization? He's done with them.
No, I think, you know what?
I think Pelinka's done with him, too. I think he's going to be a Cavalier by season's end. And maybe it all works out towards the end. And he has a happy ending with the Eastern Conference, which stinks, which is horrible. So he's going to go back after he struggled mightily in the West for all these years. He had the one championship in the pandemic season. And that's it. That was his high watermark. Outside of that, the West humbled LeBron. Let's just keep it what it is.
Well, I think Father Time.
Absolutely. No, the West humbled him. He had all that success early on in the Eastern Conference, and he's going to go back there where his career started. Get out of here. You cannot leave LA fast.
So you just hijacked my final thought. That's fine. I like it.
Sorry, no. The leadership or lack thereof displayed last night, being on the bench, not clapping your hands, not doing a fist bump.
You know what it reminded me of?
Not doing anything. It was disgusting.
It reminded me of Steiny at one of our summits.
Steiny has a smile on his face.
Looking forward.
LaSteiny James?
LaSteiny James.
No, no. You know what the difference is? If I gave Steiny a glass of Merlot, he'd have a great time. LeBron has the glass, whatever he is, the glass is. I'm so out on LeBron. He should have
announced. You want LeBron to be drinking wine courtside?
Well, that's usually what he is doing. Maybe he should have been. Maybe he had a better time. I don't know.
Can Carmelo put on a suit? He looked like an...
He did have a suit on. It was a sweatsuit.
Was like an idiot.
I like that one.
Thank you. It was a sweatsuit. What do you give me for this, though? I know it was in a loss. You think Luka's got any action for an MVP this season?
I mean, can you be a 13-seed MVP? Andre Dawson?
If they make the playoffs, do you think he has action?
No.
None at all. Who would you bet on?
Right now, it's too early. Can we let a couple of weeks go
by? No, it's not too early. Who do you think the favorites are right now?
Jalen Brunson.
Jonathan Kuminga.
Okay, Jalen Brunson.
He'll always be in the mix because of the New York market. I think Paolo Banchero is going to be in early season. Cade Cunningham. Like, we're going to want to crown a new, younger person this year. Maybe Shea.
Sengun? Okay.
Sengun's interesting. Sengun's got to get the knife out of his back that Kevin Durant's going to stick in there come December.
I mean, the obvious answer is the guy you're seeing tomorrow. Nikola Jokic.
That's a good one.
It's going to be Jokic again, probably.
I do feel like I think the league feels like they want to transition to someone new. That's the feeling I get.
And I know it was in a loss and everything, but I will say, Luka looked really freaking good. He lost the 30 pounds. He looked good yesterday, but I just don't think it's going to be enough to overcome.
Newsflash, he's good.
He is. He was also fat last year, and it ended horribly. What's up, Sammy?
I think it's going to be probably a year-long thing for me, but all those apologies to Jonathan Kuminga, just send them my way, and I'll get them down to Chase Center so he can read them, because I think our guy's going to have a very fun year, and I'm excited to watch it, and hopefully the Warriors don't trade him away, because last night was the Kuminga that I could see
Jonathan Kuminga
leading us into the future for this team. Getting a little ahead of ourselves, but JK, man. Keep doing that.
I love game one overreactions, Carter. They're the best.
My final thought of the day is, Spinoni, the part of the game that really impressed me last night was the pick and roll between Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler. I just thought last year they didn't run that enough, frankly, and it's nice to see they've worked on it this year because there's so much you can do out of that, and I think down the stretch in games, that's really going to be helpful for them.
You know what? That pick and roll of Steph and Jimmy Butler yesterday reminded me of another tandem that's really good, and they're coming up next. Their names are Steiny and Guru. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity, introducing the 5-year price guarantee. One consistent internet price for the next 5 years, guaranteed. And I guarantee you this next segment is going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you and here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.